Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and as always, I welcome you to my channel. I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below, and you can give me $1 a month, $5 a month, whatever you guys prefer. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about a comment that a person left on my INFJ Instagram. I have an INFJ Instagram, in case you guys didn't know. It's Boom Shaka INFJ. The link is in the description below as well, so you can go on and check it out. But there's this comment about how we are both thinkers and feelers. I posted something about that, and this lady, this individual, commented exactly this. So I'm going to read what she said. So she said, "Oh my God, finally a post which understands me. I'm lost because sometimes I feel I don't know the real me. Rather, there is no real me. How do you deal with this?" And I thought it was really fascinating because I think for the longest time, and I was a INFJ when I was younger, I didn't know, obviously, that I was an INFJ. I didn't know all of these random quirks. And again, that's one of the reasons why I share all this stuff on YouTube, is because I want people to know that you're not crazy. You know, all of this stuff that's going on with you is just a lot of it has to do with the quirkiness of being an INFJ. And once people know that, they feel this sense of relief. I know loads of people who've messaged me saying they just sat and cried for a few minutes, a few hours, because they realized that there's nothing wrong with them once they found out that they were an INFJ. And it's just normal. I mean, normal as you can be as an INFJ. It's just normal being an INFJ. So I love what she said about not knowing if there is a real me. And that's, again, part and parcel of being a younger INFJ, a younger developing INFJ. Not only is this true for other people as well, I think most people on this planet, when they're teenagers or when they're younger, that's what the whole point of being a teenager and doing the rebellion thing and trying out different roles or responsibilities or different masks. All of it is about figuring out who you truly are. What do you like? What do you want to do with your life? Where are you going? Etc. Now, some of us obviously take a lot longer to realize who we are and what we want to do with our lives. Most people, and that's one of the reasons why INFJs get really annoyed with themselves, is because most people will look at and, you know, yeah, they'll go through the teenage part of life where they're confused. Some of them don't, and we're really envious of them. But most people go through that teenage confusion, and then they usually figure it out by the time they reach their 20s, early 20s, right? The problem with INFJs, and this is one of the reasons why I do these videos over and over again, is to remind you guys that our cycle is, it takes much longer. It takes much, much longer for us to figure out who we are, mostly actually until our 30s, if not even longer, right? And so again, obviously we can't compare our timeline to other people because when we do, we get really upset with ourselves and we hate ourselves and we think that there's something wrong with us. So it takes us a long time to figure out who we truly are. As I've told you guys before, it took me, I think, until I was 31, 32 to really be like, oh, I see. So this is who I am. And that revelation didn't come to me until I was 31, 32. So it took a long time for me to get here. Now, of course, I know who I am. And so I can be like, all right, this is the real me and this is the fake me. And so these are the two different parts of me. But until that point, guys, if you are a younger INFJ or you're still figuring yourself out, and it might take sometimes until you're 50s, 60s, 70s. So it's okay. There is no timeline here and there's no competition. There's no comparison. You might be on a completely different timeline than other people. So it might take you longer. It might take you a shorter amount of time. Perhaps you figured it out when you were a teenager, even though you're an INFJ. Perhaps you're still figuring it out and you're almost at your deathbed, right? So it does not matter. That's not the point of it. The timeline doesn't matter. The fact is that if you right now are confused or feeling lost, because you know or think that you have no real me and you're just kind of playing all these chameleon-like roles, realize that this is just a phase in your life that every INFJ goes through. Every single INFJ, especially people who really want to figure themselves out, right? And INFJs are like that. Most people don't care. They'll be like, they're going to be like, all right, cool, my parents tell me this is who I am, so I'll take on that role. Or my partner wants me to be this person, so I'll take on that role. Most people do not care that much. They don't spend that much time thinking about this question. Unfortunately or fortunately, INFJs have this other way of looking at the world, and we really absolutely, absolutely care about who we are and what we're like and what we care about, what we want to do with our life. And we want to really, truly find our authentic self. We're always looking for our authentic self, that real, real self of ourselves. Basically, we're trying to figure out what our spirit or soul is like. Because that is your deepest self, right? That is what you're trying to figure out. What do you want to do with this on this planet? Well, my soul and spirit will tell me. How will I know? Well, I have to really do a lot of work to figure out what she wants or what he wants or what it wants. And then I'll be able to figure out what my life is supposed to be about, right? So as I said, I spent all of my teen years, but a lot of my 20s, just figuring this shit out, right? Figuring out who am I? What am I doing here? Putting on a lot of different hats, taking on a lot of different roles, putting on a lot of different masks, doing all these weird, quirky things, trying out all these different things in order to figure out right now who I am. So it took me a long time to get here. I'm not saying this to make you feel better. Well, of course I am partly, but also to make you realize that a lot of your senses right now will tell you that you have no real me. You don't have a real sense of self. And that's normal. That's absolutely freaking normal. And that's the point of it, actually. That's the whole point of it, because the only way you can actually figure yourself out is if you remove all of yourself and then start from ground zero. Do you know what I'm saying? If you already have an ego and if you already have an identity, it'll be really hard for you to find out who you truly are. Do you know what I'm saying? So you have to go to ground zero. You have to completely go to zero, negate yourself, completely remove all of your identities, have no real you, have no identity, and feel that source of, oh my God, what am I doing here? And then and only then can you add on to that. Right? So if you start from ground zero, that's the only point where you can actually start adding to it. You need to start from ground zero, though. You cannot just start randomly from a point where you have an identity. And that's what I spent a lot of my 20s doing, is rubbing off or removing all these masks that I'd put on and trying to figure out, okay, where is my ground zero? And then going to ground zero, spending a lot of time there, and then adding to it slowly. Right? I added to myself very slowly. And finally, after 10, 15 years of this madness, finally I was like, all right, cool, this is who I am, and I feel comfortable with this, and this is exactly who I am because it feels so real and so authentic to myself, right? As I said, it took me a long time to get here. It might take you even longer to get there. It literally is the thing that we are late bloomers. We take forever to figure ourselves out and figure out what we're supposed to be doing on this planet. And I always used to be so angry with myself about that. I used to be so envious of people who figure themselves out very quickly on. And I'm like, what am I doing here? Why does it take so long for me? Why am I such a weirdo? Why does it have to be so important? Why can't I just do what everyone else is doing? But of course, that's impossible for an INFJ. You have to figure yourself out. You have to take that time. If you don't, then you're going to regret it even more, right? Okay, so I do recommend, and this individual who asked this question on YouTube, on Instagram, I don't know if she's ever going to see this video. I don't know if she watches my videos. But if you do, I hope that this helps. This is extremely important for you to hear that it is not, and I repeat, it's not about the timeline, and you will or might end up taking longer than other people to figure out who your real me is. But don't fear. It doesn't mean that you don't have a real me. It is deep down, deep, 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 deep down, hidden within you. So don't worry about that. I think a lot of us INFJs worry about that. And maybe we are just fake and we have no real me and we have no authenticity and we're just meant to play all these roles and put on all these masks for the rest of our life. And that's not true, because I know a lot of INFJs who are not like that. And so if they can get there, you will get there as well. And that's my philosophy in life. If someone else can do it, I can do it as well. Okay. So I hope this makes sense. I hope that you understand that this is just a phase in your life. And it's a necessary phase, a very important phase that you need to go through in order to find out who you are. And do not worry about the timeline, because the timeline doesn't matter. Different people are going at different paces, at different paths, and different is just different. Different people are different. You know, you just have to accept that. Okay? I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to explain myself to you guys. If you guys like this video, or if you like any of my other videos, please do support me on Patreon. I've added a bunch of new tiers, $1, $2, $3, $5. So there's a lot of layers. So you're more than welcome to go check it out and see if one of those layers and one of those tiers suit you. I do not worry about it. If you guys give me even $1 a month, I am so appreciative. So do not feel bad about it. Give me whatever you can afford, especially if you are interested in supporting me. Again, thank you so much. And I shall see you guys in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.